I'm Mark Rigby, curator of the Sir Thomas Brisbane Planetarium in Brisbane, Australia, Australia's third largest city. And we opened our planetarium in 1978 with a Zeiss Spacemaster optomechanical projector. In 2004, we introduced digital, and we have both digital and optical with a Megastar and a Skyscan system. And we have about 120,000 or more people come into our standalone planetarium in the Botanic Gardens out of the city. And about half of them go into our, what we call our cosmic sky dome, where we recreate the cosmic environment. And of course, many people these days in major cities suffer from light pollution. They don't see wonderful dark skies. So in all planetariums, including my planetarium, we recreate both a city sky and a country sky. We explore the universe, we travel through it, and we highlight some of the things of the southern sky. For example, the Southern Cross, the smallest of the 88 constellations in the sky. And it's depicted on our Australian flag, as well as the flags of some other southern nations. And we can use the Southern Cross to find directions, because we, unlike the Northern Hemisphere, we do not have a pole star. Northern Hemisphere has Polaris near the North Celestial Pole, but the area is fairly dark in the southern polar region. So we can, for example, draw a line along the Southern Cross, whether it's upright or tipped over, go another 4.5 times the length of the Southern Cross, and it's roughly what we call the South Celestial Pole, and we're facing due south. We also have the glorious center of the Milky Way. For example, in our winter, in the early evenings, the center, the galactic center, goes overhead from my latitude of 27.5 degrees south. And we have the Sagittarius region, very bright part with the dust clouds and the that part of the galaxy. And also the Scorpius goes overhead. Unlike in the Northern Hemisphere, Europe and North America, where Scorpius at best is low in the south, we have it directly above us with that great hook-like pattern forming the Scorpion. In the Milky Way, we do have those dark areas of interstellar dust that cause the dark lanes, and particularly from Sagittarius down to the Southern Cross. And right next to the Southern Cross, in a dark sky, you can see a dark region. We call it the coal sack. But to some Aboriginal people in Australia, that was the head of an emu. And some of the dark dust lanes heading towards Scorpius and Sagittarius was the neck, and then when you get to the galactic center area, that's the body of the emu, and then the legs are outstretched. So unlike using stars to form a pattern, these are some of the dark regions of the Milky Way that give us this huge emu visible in our heavens. The seasons are reversed to the Northern Hemisphere. Of course, when you have your summer, it is our winter. Our southern hemisphere is tilted away from the sun, giving us winter, while the northern hemisphere is tilted towards the sun. So in June have our winter solstice when you're having your summer solstice, and also the reverse for the other seasons as we go around the sun.